USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to deliver remarks on inflation later today. The president is expected to hammer Republicans for not having a plan to fight high gas prices and higher prices at the grocery store. This, as all the things his administration has done to help keep gas prices low, have not worked. AAA reporting the national average for a gallon of gas is setting a new record at $4.37 a gallon. This woman saying what many of us think when we're looking to fill up.
I don't even look at how many gallons anymore or what their dollar amount is anymore because it's expensive everywhere.
America's small business owners don't expect the next 6 months to inspire confidence. The Small Business Optimism Index for April is unchanged, marking 4 months in a row below the measure's 48-year average. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.